Warrior Sound in San Antonio with the team set to take on the Spurs on this Monday night, starting the week at the AT&T Center here in Texas. And then they'll return home to face the Atlanta Hawks on Friday at Oracle Arena. But the Warriors coming off a win on Saturday night in Phoenix, where Draymond Green helping lead the way, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. We saw Quinn Cook set a new career high in points, besting himself from his output on Friday night against the Kings, finishing the game on Saturday in Phoenix with 28 points. Nick Young with 20 points in this game. And on this Monday in San Antonio at Shootaround, this is what we heard from head coach Steve Kerr.
Pat McCaw is on the injury report. Is probable? Is it likely that he'll play tonight? And what will it be like to have him back?
Yeah, Patty should play. He went through an extensive workout yesterday and held up really well. And then just went through shoot around, so we need him. We need him badly. We're excited to have him back, and you know, he adds some depth to our depleted backcourt.
What should be the expectations, and is his game back?
We won't play him a ton just because it's his first game back. So you know, but he'll be out there. I mean, it'll be 15-20 minutes, you know, something like that.
How are all the other probables that were listed yesterday? Are they all?
Look at the injury report, because everybody is listed on it these days. So you guys know the four guys who aren't here.
Yeah.
So everybody else is fine.
Everyone else is okay.
It came out today. Ty Lue is going to, you know, take a leave of absence, similar to what you had to do last season. When you see something like that, are you, you know, particularly think about it because of your situation?
Yeah. I feel for Ty, and you know, we've been in contact, and you know, we you know, health is everything. You know, this game is it's fun and it's exciting, and we all love our jobs, but we just want to be healthy. We just want everybody to be healthy, players, coaches, and so it's you know, we're thinking about Ty and hoping he can recover quickly and find some answers and get back on the sidelines, because he's a great guy. He's a great representative for their team and for the league, and we just want him back.
When you left during the playoffs last year, he's leaving at a really important time, obviously, for the Cavs. How tough is it to fight the urge to, like, I'm just kind of fight through the hell stuff because of the time of year it is?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. No matter how you slice it, it's difficult when you're dealing with health stuff and you're trying to do what's best for the team, and you have to sort things out, whatever your own situation is, and you know, that's it's not easy.
Is it beyond just any health issues, like just the grind of the NBA season? Are there certain things that might not be obvious to the casual observer that can contribute to stress, or just anything in general, health?
Well, I think sleep is a big deal, you know, and it's one of the reasons we kind of tailor our schedule when we travel to letting the guys sleep in. Coaches need sleep too, you know, and I know there's a lot of recovery that goes on when you're resting, and you need that. You need to eat well, and you need to stay hydrated, and but you know, things happen. That's what I've learned. Stuff happens, and unexpected stuff, and you gotta just deal with it and do the best you can.
Steve, you guys still have time to make a decision, but would it be kind of tough, given everything he's done lately, to not have Quinn with you guys in the playoffs potentially?
It's not even something that we have to address. You know, so much happens during the season, and we know the rules on that. I mean, it's. We don't have to make a decision now, so we're not going to make any decisions. Quinn's played great. We got a lot of guys who have contributed all year long. We have a deep team, and hopefully guys stay healthy from here on out, and we'll go from there. But I'm not, you know, I don't, what's the date today? March
19th?
Yeah. So you can ask me again in 3 weeks, whatever it is. Never know how this league works. Guys get hurt, things happen, who the hell knows?
How did the rest teams handle when there's so many players injured? Like, how do they prepare it mentally when there's so many games?
I think the biggest thing that we've tried to impart on our group is stay ready, and there's going to be a lot of different combinations that maybe we haven't played with before. I'm sure we had combinations on the floor in Phoenix that have not seen the light of day all season long. So guys just have to be ready for that. And you know, when you're out there with an unfamiliar group, it comes down to execution and playing hard and being focused and not making mistakes, just being solid. And if you stay in the game that way, then you always have a chance. And I thought that's what happened the other night. You know, we ended up scoring 124 points without our top three scorers. It's because we moved the ball. We had our best passing game of the year. The ball was moving. Guys were screening. Great energy. It's a really fun game for us.
There's something in the game notes about your playing time in San Antonio. It was 206 games over four seasons. You made one start. Do you remember that start?
I do. It was at Indiana. We had some injuries, and I guarded Jonathan Bender. He was a rookie. So he was. It was an interesting matchup because he was 6'11". But I think he was about 155 pounds. Maybe I'm exaggerating. He was so young. He was straight out of high school. And he was really, really gifted. I mean, you guys remember him. He was a hell of a talent. And but he was so young that, you know, it was one of those things where Pop was like, I know he's got the size advantage, but he's just a puppy, you know. So I went out and muscled him. You know.
Shut him down.
Well, just rooted him out of the post. You know, used my ferocious defensive mentality to kind of let him know.
Your dad bod? You use your dad bod?
I use my dad bod. No, I don't have a dad bod, man. Come on, man. I was like 33.
I was going to say you unleash your inner Draymond Green on him.
Yeah, I don't have an inner Draymond.
You were talking about Pat earlier. I mean, obviously the limitation. When you're looking at big picture from now to the end of the season, what are you hoping to see from him?
From Patty?
Yeah.
Just what he always brings, which is defense and intelligent ball handling and decision making, and we want him letting that thing fly from the three-point line if he's open. And you know, he's been a really good player for us for 2 years now. He's had big moments with us, and I'm excited to have him back for the stretch run.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of times this season about his aggressiveness. How does he have that mentality?
How does he
get to have that mentality?
It's his own. He's got to make up his own mind, you know. If the shot's there, he's got to attack and be aggressive. And so we'll encourage that, and that's what we're looking for.
Obviously, it's too early to speculate about playoff matchups, but how daunting of a task whoever ends up facing this team in the first round would that be, just given, you know, Kawhi, you know, being with this group by that point probably?
You can find me a matchup in the first round that isn't going to be daunting, let me know. I mean, everybody in the West is playing well. You got Denver and the Clippers, who aren't even in the eighth spot right now, ninth and tenth, and they've both had great years. So the whole West is deep, and this is the first time in my memory where every first round matchup is going to be really compelling. So, you know, Spurs have the experience. And if they're fully healthy, they're obviously as good as anybody. But go down the list: Portland, OKC, Houston, Minnesota. Utah is playing better than anybody right now. So it's loaded.